This is Dr. Michael Bricky with Ageless Lifestyles Radio, cutting-edge thinking for being youthful at every age. On each program, I interview experts on what it takes to live longer, healthier, and happier. Today's show is How Boomers and Seniors Can Look Their Best. Our guest is image and color consultant Dawn Waldrop. It may not be fair, but people judge a book by its cover, and people do judge you by your appearance even before you say a word. One of the challenges of aging is that our body shapes and complexions gradually change with age, and if you don't change with those changes, it shows. Your wardrobe and your appearance can help you look older or younger, competent or clueless, fabulous or flat. Image and color expert Dawn Waldrop consults with and teaches business leaders and professionals on how to look their best. The result has often been promotions and raises and increased sales. Today she's going to help us learn how to choose colors and styles to help boomers and help seniors look and feel their best. And I want to emphasize, instead of how to dress fabulous in the boardroom for those six-figure jobs, what do you wear to the restaurant, to the bar, for cocktail hour, to the grocery store, to the golf course? The bigger part of our life, that there isn't much available. And Dawn, you are so flexible and so skilled at the total of life rather than just the executive suite. I'm delighted to talk with you again. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Everybody knows how our hair changes, but what happens to our complexion with age?
Well, as we age, our complexion actually lightens. Our skin lightens, our eyes fade in color, and then, of course, we know the hair turns gray. So all three of them fade together, believe it or not, so that we actually look nice as we age. Because we'd look pretty funny if our eyes were still as vibrant blue as they were when we were younger, but yet our hair has turned gray and our skin has faded. Or you do sometimes see people where now they're coloring their hair. The skin's faded, the eyes have faded in color, but they're still dyeing their hair like it was when they were in their 20s or their 30s or their 40s, and now it looks out of place. Versus, not that you can't still color your hair, but coloring it a much, much lighter shade so it's more in harmony with your eye and your skin color.
So you can tweak hair color or cosmetic skin color or some of the other things, but you can't go to extremes with it or try to look like you're 20 anymore.
No, because what happens then is we do age ourselves, because all three of them are not in harmony with each other. So now you do look out of sync. You look like you're trying to look like a 20-year-old. And now that does age us.
And it's amazing how you see somebody like that and you can't quite put your finger on it, but you're shaking your head and say, something's wrong here.
Right, you're watching television, and maybe you're watching a newscaster, and you'll be thinking to yourself, or you may turn to your spouse and go, look at that hair. He must dye his hair because it looks out of sync with the rest of him. It stands out is what happens. It does not look natural.
Not only do your complexion and your hair need to be in sync, but as the complexion is changing, the colors and materials that go with it changes with age as well?
Well, the wonderful thing about our colors is that we're born with our coloring. And so our colors do never change for us. And when we're wearing our best colors, we will actually look younger. And that's the awesome thing about learning and knowing what your best colors are, because our coloring doesn't change. We can't change it because the skin's the largest organ of our body, and our skin undertone we can't change. And we were put together so the skin, the eyes, and the natural hair coloring all harmonize. So that's the wonderful thing, because one of the things you do want to do as you age is wear your best colors. Because when you are wearing your best colors, we look younger, we look healthier. Conversely, though, if we're wearing things that aren't our colors, now it does make us look like we don't feel well, and it does age us. So actually, color is something that makes us look younger looking when they are our colors.
For example, you showed me that I look really good in steel gray. You're saying I looked good in steel gray at age 20 as well?
Yes. Does not matter what your age is, you will always look good in that color.
Wonderful.
Where, for example, you don't look good in camel.
Mm-hmm.
You never have, and you never will. And so as you mature too, as you continue to wear the steel gray that you look awesome in, that's always going to make you look younger. So that's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, well, it's wonderful, except that I've got this cashmere top coat that I can't do anything with. You can't dye them. Ever since you went through my closet, it's just sitting there. I haven't quite given it away, but obviously need to.
Yes, you do. You need to let it go. But buy one that's going to replace it now that's in your collar, and now it'll be easier to let go of one that's not.
There are some books out there that have four color groups and things like that, but you learned from a particular school. Can you tell us about that school and how they do things a little differently?
Well, I was actually trained with Jerry Pinkney from Fashion Academy. She is the one who actually pioneered the color analysis, which was the four categories, the winter, summer, spring, and autumn. But oh my gosh, it's probably been at least 15 years now where she fine-tuned it. She didn't change it. She fine-tuned it. And Jerry was one of the pioneers in the color analysis. She studied the human body for a long, long, long time. And so even in my book, Best Impressions, How to Gain Professionalism, Promotion, and Profit, I actually have a chapter in there on color. And what you will see me speak about and I've written about is that we fall into one of six color categories. So she fine-tuned it. So the warm gold and the warm oranges is what people used to know as the springs. Warm tawnies were the autumns. Cool violet, cool reds were the winters, and cool roses were the summers. And the reason she fine-tuned it is because we are born, we all have red in our skin undertone, but we are born predominantly either with yellow or with blue. And we fall into one of the six color categories. You can't be part this and part that or a combination. The human body is not put together that way. And you got to be careful because there's people out there who say they do color, but they're trying to sell you a product or makeup, and they really have not had appropriate training in color. So people have to be aware of that. People who are the warm golden, they predominantly have the yellow undertone in their skin tone, and they can wear bright colors, but with that yellow undertone. They'll wear peaches and apricots and corals and lime greens. They can wear the camels. They do not look good in black or white. People that you know are like Princess Diana or her son Prince William or Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston, they're all warm golden. Warm oranges, one of the reasons Jerry fine-tuned it is because they actually have an even balance of red and yellow in their skin. Now, they can wear bright or soft colors with yellow undertone, so they could wear a bright lime green or they could wear a soft army green. And they love anything with orange in it. Now, Princess Diana's other son, Prince Harry, he is a warm orange. Someone like Reba McEntire or Marcia Cross from, you know, Desperate Housewives, Ron Howard, you know, the producer.
It's been a couple of years since I read your book. Can you find out what color combinations work best for you from your book, or do you need to go to other sources?
No, you're born with your coloring. You intuitively know what looks best for you, but if you're reading a book, you're going to put yourself in every category. It really is something that you either have to sit and do a one-on-one personal consultation, or I've been doing it for so many years and have an eye for it that I can now do it by a telephone consultation. You can send me a picture, and then we set up time to get in the telephone, and I ask you questions, and I can determine what you are just by looking at your picture and talking to you on the telephone.
And then you can even mail them the color swatches.
Yes, their color palette, right. You get your color palette, which is your guideline for women for makeup, for nail polish, for men, for your clothes, your accessories, your shoes, for everything. And you've got thousands of colors that you can wear. People think, oh, I'm going to be limited. But you've each, you know, you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of colors. And part of the consultation is I actually teach you, even if it's a telephone consultation, I'm now teaching you how to use that in the stores. Because the lighting in our stores is terrible. It is awful. If I have someone on the telephone and I'm going to recommend to them to even purchase clothes online, I will even help them with that as well, too.
We've talked about color. What can you tell us about material and how to find out what materials work best for you?
A couple of things here. Materials are going to be your personality, the texture of the material. Now, one of the ways you do want to stay updated, though, is making sure that if you've got something in your closet, it's 5-6 years or older, you're outdated, even if you're someone who's very conservative and very classic. because what they do with our clothes for men and women is they change our materials. So years ago, the material was a stiffer, heavier material. Now, if you notice, the materials out there are all softer or of a softer material. So one of the ways that we stay updated is making sure those materials are an updated material. That's why you really need to go through your closet every couple of years, because definitely 3 years, they've changed those materials out there. So from that standpoint, that is one of the ways that we can stay updated in our appearance. For our women, of course, a couple other ways for them is their hairstyle and their makeup, because things are changing, so it's important for them to kind of go through a lesson with their makeup, because less becomes better as they mature, and hairstyles, keeping that hairstyle updated so that doesn't age them as well. And even for the men, you know, the men a lot of times with facial hair, some men look good with facial hair, others don't. Some men, their facial hair, the gray comes in first, but yet the hair on their head is not so gray yet. So unless they're going to color it, a lot of men, if they shave, it makes them look younger.
One of the things this tells me, too, is that for a person on a budget, they'd be better off having a fairly small wardrobe that gets a chance to at least somewhat wear out and gets replaced, as opposed to having a whole closet full of clothes that everything gets worn 5 or 6 times and 6 years later it's out of date.
Yes, and you are absolutely right there. Now, there's some people who they still want to have that closet full of clothes. You know that. They love to shop, but you are absolutely right in what you're saying. You're actually better off having, you don't need as many things. And that's the awesome thing about color, as you know, is that when you're bringing things in your closet of your colors, everything goes with everything else. So you now can create more outfits with fewer items in your clothes. Now doing what you're speaking of is a great idea, because now if you've had something in there, now you've gotten your money's worth out of those clothes, because you've had an opportunity to wear more of them, because you've been able to wear them with so many other different things in your closet. So now the next year when they bring out something new, a new material, now you can pop that in your closet and you don't mind letting go of something because you've gotten your wear out of it.
There's some stereotypes that intrigue me, and one of them is I often see women, maybe in their 60s, 70s, they're very meticulous about how they dress. Every hair is in place, very neat, and yet there's something that just seems a little dated or out of touch about them. What are they usually doing wrong that dates them?
Well, it might be that hair, because some women are very good about constantly making sure they're getting their hair done, but they're not changing the style of it. They sit in that chair and go, just do the same thing. Just do the same thing. And again, it can be meticulous, not a hair out of place. But if it's not being updated, that hair is a big thing. So there's a lot of women that then they're kind of afraid to get out of their comfort zone and change it. And for some women, they had a bad experience. So, and then there are some women who that change is very difficult for them to make.
I'm guessing, too, that some of them may be wearing the same clothes they wore 20 years ago.
And that would do it too. That most definitely would do it. And the fun thing is that if you are updating your wardrobe, it's fun. Because you know when you buy something new and you love it and you put it on, it's fun, whether you're a man or a woman. So it's like, oh, I got new shoes, or, you know, I've got this new shirt that I'm wearing. And that's, you know, that's a fun thing. Plus, it's important that you've got different types of clothes in your closet that's going to fit what your lifestyle is now. You know, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you golfing? Do you go out to dinner? Do you go to shows? Making sure you've got outfits in that closet, they're going to meet all those different functions. That's your lifestyle now. Oftentimes, people don't look at that. And so then they feel like they are going to go somewhere, and now they don't have anything to wear. So now they're putting something on, and not feeling so comfortable in it, wishing they had something else. So it's good to actually do a review of your wardrobe every 3 years to go, what needs to go out? What do I need to be bringing in? Am I missing something? When I do a closet update for people, that's what we look at. We look at their lifestyle now, and now do you have things to wear for those particular events? And people oftentimes don't really look at that. And then they end up in those situations where they don't have something to wear. Or maybe they only don't have the shirt to wear or the shoes to wear. They have part of the outfit, but they don't have the other part of the outfit.
It's like going to the grocery store without the list. You end up buying a lot of things that you don't really need.
You don't need, or we are creatures of habit. So what do? We go to the store and you buy another dress shirt. Well, you don't need a dress shirt. You need some more casual polo shirts in your closet. Or, you know, we tend to buy what we like to buy, but it's like, wait a minute, you need to look at, wait a second, now if you go out to a nice dinner and it's a restaurant, but it's one of those middle-of-the-road restaurants, not real dressy, but not real casual, you need to make a list as you're speaking of. You're actually making a shopping list. So now, when you're shopping, you don't get pulled back to going to get another shirt, which you don't need. Now you're going to specifically your goal, and you're going to be focused to going, okay, I need to go over here and look for these polo shirts.
So walk yourself through a couple weeks of your life and see whether you have the clothes to go with it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, what you can do, it's a great thing. You take out a piece of paper, and you do it for a couple of weeks, and 3 weeks if you can, and every day. And what you do is you write down where you went, what you wore, what you wish you wore. And it could be something, Mike, as simple as, well, I got up at Sunday morning, had coffee out on the patio, was in my bathrobe. Geez, sure wish I had a new one. This one's pretty ratty looking. So what it does is it forces you to write down, oh, geez, I need a new robe, whether I go buy it or I ask it for a gift from somebody. So by doing that about every 3 years and doing that little exercise, that also helps people realize, oh, here becomes my shopping list. Now I'm developing my wardrobe plan and creating my shopping list over here.
Some of the common problems women tend to fill out around the midline, how can they accommodate that and still look good?
Well, and this is where, just as you and I were talking about our coloring, you want to stay in your colors, this is where style becomes important. Even though that part of the woman is changing, our bone structure does not change. And manufacturers only make basic styles for men and women. So it's important to know what, in that particular case, what that woman's hip type is, and only be buying the clothes now that complement her body frame, her bone structure. Even though that's happening in the middle, it doesn't matter. She still wants to be in the styles of clothes that complement her body frame. When a woman now does not wear the styles that complement her body frame, it immediately ages her. It immediately makes her look matronly. And it's not what most women want. But they're unconsciously now choosing styles that are unfortunately accentuating that fullness through the middle versus complementing what they need to be complementing and choosing the right style. So style is critical for women, especially in looking younger looking or looking matronly in their attire.
Are you talking mostly about how it's cut?
Yes. Because, for example, most women, their hip bone sets lower to the ground. Like a guy, your hip bone sets up higher. Because your hip bone sets up higher in your body frame, you carry your weight in your stomach. Okay, most men don't have a butt and they've got thinner legs. And as a man matures, if he does put on weight, where does it go? It goes around his middle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you'll see men, even as from the time you're a little boy, you prefer wearing your shirts out. And if it's a dress shirt, what you do is you tuck it in and then you kind of pull it out a little bit. That's the reason you do that, because of where your hip bone sets and what you're making that style now fit to you. Women will have one of two body types. They will either have that body type, or they will have, and that's called a high hip, or they will have what's called a tapered hip. And a tapered hip, the hip bone sits closer to the ground. Because the hip bone sits close to the ground, those women have a waist. Okay, there is some place for a belt to be worn. Where they carry their weight, and they can tell you this, is they carry their weight in their behind and their upper thighs. Now, manufacturers make styles to complement each of those two body types in women. So a lot of times, and usually it'll be more your tapered hip women, because they've been so used to having a waist, and all of a sudden they're not taking care of themselves, they're not exercising, and they're now getting that middle piece added there of what you were speaking before. They tend to now start wearing things that are bigger, hanging them out, but they're actually covering up their best feature with is their waist. Even if they're putting weight on their in their middle, they still have a waist. They'll always have a waist. It's just the way their bone structure is. They have more of a curved figure there. And so now they're pulling off the other style, the high hip style, or they're wearing things out. That woman still with the tapered hip looks better with things tucked in because we can see the curvature of her waist. So that's where women then tend to flip to the wrong style, and they're trying to compensate for it, but what they're doing is they're actually making it worse, and then it makes us look older.
Are there certain brands and styles that go better with high hip and that go better with tapered hip?
There are not necessarily brands, but there are definitely certain styles. Because, for example, that high hip woman, there are going to be no belts in her closet. She doesn't need a belt. Because she's got no place for a belt to sit, and that would bring attention to her stomach, and that's where she carries her weight. Versus the tapered hip woman, she is going to wear a belt. But yes, even if they're wearing something like a dress, the high hip woman's going to wear a straight dress. It's just a boxy, straight dress. The tapered hip woman, however, though, she's going to wear what's called more of an A-line. The A-line hugs the curvature of her waist, and then it flares out at her hips where she carries her weight.
And then our men, are we supposed to do anything other than, like you said, tuck it in and then pull it out a little bit if we need to?
If it's more of a dress shirt, yes. What you will find, and what looks great on you men too, what you'll find a lot of the more mature men doing as they age as well is that if they're wearing a shirt, and you'll think about it as more of like maybe like resort wear, but they'll wear a shirt that's a lighter material, and it's actually made to be worn out. It's mm-hmm. a longer shirt. It's made to be worn out, and you'll see the men wearing those, and that's a good thing, because now if they have gotten larger through the middle, now that style is complementing them, and it looks nice on them. Versus now if they've gotten too heavy through the middle, and now they're trying to tuck in, and it's like, whoa, they feel like all they've got is their belly showing.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're wearing those shirts that are worn out, that gives them more of a vertical look, and it makes them look thinner.
I'm a little confused about men's belts, too, and that they're supposed to be up high, but for a lot of men, they don't stay up high. Anything that helps with that besides suspenders?
Well, it depends what the size of the man is. I mean, if the man gets really large, then yes, he ends up going to, like, suspenders. So it really depends on just what his size is versus does he need suspenders or need a belt. Plus, you know, they make pants for men with no belts. And no belt loops in them. And so that's why then you'll see a lot of men as they mature too, is they will move to those pants, and they're retired, they're not in the working arena anymore, and they will be wearing pants that now, and they can be casual, they can be dressed, they make them in all different styles of pants for men, but there's no belt loops on them. So they don't have to worry about putting a belt on, because the belt usually is uncomfortable for them anyway, so now they don't even need to have the belt on. But yet, the pants that are made not to have a belt worn with it still has a very nice finished look to it.
Yeah, I bought one of those by accident, and I said, oh, now what? Because it just wasn't my style.
Well, and especially now, too, because for you, you are tucking your shirts in. Your lifestyle is such that you are still doing a lot more professionally, so you're tucking those shirts in.
Mm-hmm.
If 20 years down the line, and you're retired, and you're wearing those shirts which I was speaking of that you're wearing out, and if you have the pants underneath it, well, you know, now you're going to feel comfortable and no one's going to see the pants anyway. So then it'll work for you.
We're talking with color and image consultant Don Waldrop. That's spelled DawnWaldrop. Don is based in Cleveland but travels the country speaking, consulting, and coaching. Her business and book are both titled Best Impressions. Her website is best-impressions.com. So that's best-impressions.com. And it has articles and tips and wardrobe quiz, information about your book. And in addition to consulting and speaking you do, it sounds like you're increasingly doing consultations over the phone and internet that can get people started without having to travel to Cleveland or somewhere to see you.
Right. They've got the telephone consultations. They have access to those. Plus, they have my newsletters, which they have access to. And that's nice because I actually put pictures in there, because when we're talking about image, no matter what our age is, it's all visual. So even like what you and I are speaking of now, if we were talking about body type or talking about the types of shirts, I would actually have a picture in there so that people could actually see it. Because once we see it, it's like, oh, that's what she's talking about. Otherwise, we're all coming up with our own idea in our head. So the nice thing about the newsletter is The Real Woman, which is strictly for women, and Visual News, which is for men and women, you know, I actually put pictures in there. So that's very helpful for people.
Are those complimentary newsletters or paid newsletters?
No, that is something that you subscribe to. You can do a 1 year or 2 year of them individually, or you can do both of them for a 1 year or 2 year. So that is an e-newsletter, which goes out every other month. So, and I have usually an Ask the Expert in there. So if someone has a question they want answered, I'll be, you know, I'm happy to go ahead and put it in the next publication that goes out.
One of the things that you do is you're very practical about where to shop. Often there are the low-end places, and then there are very expensive places, but it's hard to find the places in between for people who can't spend several hundred dollars on an outfit and don't want to go to Kohl's or Kmart. You were telling me that more and more some of the best places to get clothes are online. What are some of your favorite places for boomers and seniors?
Well, and yes, because what's happened in the stores, and anyone who's listening to this knows this, that when you go shopping, everything is so geared for the younger ones, and I mean younger ones. I mean, you're talking 20s and younger. There is not as much out there to choose from. So even if you go into a better department store, you know, like a JCPenney's or a Dillard's or Macy's or, you know, different ones all over the nation, even when you go into those stores, you will find more things for yourself. But now you walk in and go, okay, great, it's not my color. Well, oh, I love this, but, oh, they don't have my size. So I direct people and tell them, go online. Same store. Go online, because now you'll find your color, you'll find your size, you'll find more choices and styles, because the stores only carry a minimum inventory, and they try to carry an inventory around the average person. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been doing this for a long time, and there is not many that fit into that category of average person. People are either tall, or they're petite, or they got long arms or short arms, or, you know, they're something. They have a long midriff, a short midriff. So if you go online, even if it's the same store, go online, you're going to find more choices. And just go online to find different stores. There are so many stores out there, online stores. For example, I only buy my shoes online. And I hooked into recently a place called ShoeBuy.com because I wear wide. Well, you can't find wide shoes in the stores. Everything's mediums. And then if you go into one of those stores that carry wides, between you and me, the majority of the time they're ugly shoes. Or then they don't have your size. But if you go online, you will find stores, and you'll find ones that you'll go, oh, I really love these clothes. Because the thing is though, all these stores, whether that's the store you walk into or an online store, they're constantly changing their inventory. But you will find a particular store, a couple stores, and I help people with that. If I'm doing a color consult, or if I'm doing a body type and style consult with them, whether it's in person or on the telephone, one of the things that I will recommend to them, because I've just now gone through their body type over the telephone with them or in person, now what I can do is, because I know them, I can recommend some different stores for them to go, and some even online stores for them to go, whether it's a man or a woman. And there are just, oh my gosh, there's so many of them out there. It's just phenomenal.
You're a tall woman. Where do you shop online for clothes?
Yes, I have to, because, again, same thing for me. And if there's any tall women out there listening, they will laugh when I say this because they know the same thing. Again, you go into the stores. There is nothing in the stores. And if you go into a tall girl or tall woman shop, the inventory is very minimal. And a lot of times the clothes are not very becoming. And we don't want that, especially the women who are listening to this who are maturing. I mean, we want to look nice for our age. We don't want to look like we're 20 and We don't want to look like we're old. We want to look nice for the age that we are. And our the type of clothes that we're putting on makes a big difference. We want to be updated in our attire. So I will go through, JCPenney's is a wonderful store, especially if someone wants a middle of the road. Good quality, but not overly priced. And then I also have some other ones. There's one out there called like Monterey Bay. They have a lot of nice weekend clothes, casual clothes that are geared for someone like myself, where they offer other sizes too, but they offer a lot on the tall side, which is nice for someone like me. So they're out there, but you either have to search for them, or like I said, if someone calls me, immediately if I've done a consult with them, especially if we've done body type and style, I immediately start sharing with them, here's where you need to go, pull this one up online, this is where you want to find it. So it's out there.
I would think that the scariest thing about shopping online for people is, how can I get the size right? Because what one store calls a 14 or a medium or whatever may be very different from what another store calls it. And I get the impression it may even change from year to year with different styles. How do you confidently know size to order?
Well, if you're buying something from a better store, the size is going to be more truer to size. And versus people, and I tell my young ones this here, if you're going to go to a department store, it's going to be more truer to size than if you're walking into a Walmart, a Kmart, or a Target. Those are not true to size. So if there is someone and they are going into those stores, you need to go, like, believe it or not, almost 2-3 sizes larger, because they are not even close to being true to size. Usually your better stores will be truer to size, but once you hook into, if you're not sure yet, you know, people average. You know, they may be like a woman. She may be like a 10-12. And so what she may need to do is, say she's looking at a pair of pants, she may want to order it in the 10 and the 12. As soon as she gets it that first time and she figures out which one's now going to fit her, she's pretty much going to be good to go from here on out. So, for example, for me, I know a 10 tall works for me with JCPenney, and it hasn't changed in years. So pretty much, you know, in the beginning, you may have to order, and a guy, the same thing. You may have to order a couple if you're not quite sure. A lot of them, they'll put the sizing charts in there, which is very helpful, and those are pretty true to size as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when in doubt, order two of the sizes. As soon as you get it, you're going to know which works for you, and then you're pretty much good to go from there on out.
And they're all pretty good about returns?
Yes, I have found that yes. And, you know, they all have the return policy in there, so if you want to know before you order, go pull it up and see if some still give you a credit or you got to go back to that store. But if you don't want to do that, and I'm one of those people who don't like to do that, but most of them will just go ahead and give you, they'll credit your credit card. They'll just give you, most of them are just, they're very good about that and giving you that credit back to you because they want you to go ahead and continue to be a customer with them. And, you know, they're all, you know, our world is a world of sales and that. And I don't know if any of your listeners know this, but no matter who you're going to buy from online, no matter what the store is, if then you go Google promotional code Lands' End or promotional code Eddie Bauer, whatever it is, they will then pull promotional codes up, plug that into your order. They don't always work, but the majority of the time I have found them to work. And, you know, now you can end up getting a discount of things that you already were going to buy and didn't even think you were going to be able to get a discount for. So that's just a nice added feature. A lot of them, like a Land's End or an Eddie Bauer, you know, jeans tend to be a difficult thing for people to find, especially women.
Mm-hmm.
Their sizes are very true to size. If a woman's looking for a bathing suit, go to Land's End because they tell you exactly how to measure, and it's very true to size. So it's a good thing.
We'll get back to Don Waldrop in just a moment. If you're looking for fashion advice, I'm the wrong person. But if you want to fashion your life to live with purpose and passion and live longer and healthier and happier, listen up. Historically, psychologists have focused on fixing what's wrong with you. From almost 40 years of clinical experience, frankly, I'm very good at that, but what I enjoy doing most is helping successful people be even more successful and even healthier. Success in life calls for being crystal clear about who you are, what you want, and how you're going to achieve it. Just as athletes use coaches to achieve their full potential, my coaching can help you achieve your full potential. If you have goals and you're having difficulty achieving them, or you're interested in life makeover coaching to develop a comprehensive plan for your life, give me a call and I'll see if I can help you. For therapy issues, I meet with people in person. Coaching, however, works very well by phone. The phone number is on all my websites, and further information about my coaching is at drbrickey.com, drbrickey.com, or you can go to notaging.com, notaging.com. And now back to Don Waldrop. I see a lot of men wearing golf attire everywhere. Is that a good idea? What are the limits on that?
Well, the golf attire, it does work well for many, many situations for men, casual situations, going out to different types of functions. But it is good for the men, too, that have some pants or the shirt, just being one step up from that. Maybe now it is a short sleeve. It's one of those shirts which I was speaking about before. It's a short sleeve. It's a softer, lighter, a little bit more, not a lot, but a little bit more of a flowing material, and it's meant to be worn out. That's a little bit dressier than, say, wearing more of a polo golf type of shirt. So it's important for the men to have that variety in their closet, too. So if they're going to something that's a little bit more dressier than that polo shirt, now they have it. Fortunately, that golf attire for a lot of different functions in today's world fits. And, you know, it also depends where you live geographically, too. Some places are more dressier than other places as well.
If you were coaching somebody for that six-figure executive job, you would be defining what the culture is there and what impression they want to make. For someone who doesn't have to have that kind of an image at work, or maybe they're retired or even wear a uniform at work, in their personal life, do you help them get a clear image of what kind of image they want to project?
When I work with someone, what I do is I actually talk with them. I learn about what activities are they involved in, where do they live, and mainly, really, what are the types of things that you do throughout the year? Do you go on vacations? Do you like to go to the movies? Do you like to go out to dinner? Or are you pretty much a homebody? Whatever the different types of activities are, now we look at, do you have the outfits in your closet to meet all those different activities that you're involved in. Maybe they're watching their grandchildren dancing or going to sports, whatever the activities may be. Now you want to develop that wardrobe around that individual's personal lifestyle. And that's very important, because now you're going to have what you need in that closet because it's been specifically designed around that individual. So it's not any different from whether they work or don't work, but we're just flipping to the other side now around what their lifestyle is, because their lifestyle has shifted. So now we're just shifting things in their closet to meet what their lifestyle is at that time.
And I see what a lot of people slip into is, oh, I'm just going to the grocery store. It doesn't matter what I wear. So they put on a frumpy sweatshirt and some jeans, and you never know who you're going to run into. And for that matter,
true.
An awful lot of boomers and seniors are single these days. They may be missing chances of meeting people to date.
Oh, yes. And it's interesting, because we get energies from our clothes. And you know that when you have taken the time and you put yourself together nicely, and even if you're going out just to a movie or dinner or something, you're just throwing on a nice shirt, nice pair of pants, nice shoes, and you're going out the door, you feel better than, like you said, oh, you know, now you're throwing on a sweatshirt and a pair of tennis shoes and a sloppy pair of jeans. Because as human beings, we get energies from our clothes. And just as you feel those energies, so does everyone else who interacts with you, and the people who aren't interacting with you. They're just seeing you, like if you're going up to the grocery store. Because we hold ourselves different. We act different. Our demeanor is different depending on what it is that we are actually wearing. So it's good to be aware that, number one, you're pulling things in your closet that are your colors, that are your styles, because those alone are going to make you feel better and look better about yourself, and you're going to have good energies in those clothes. And having those things in your closet, now we're all going to have things if you like to work in the yard or those grub clothes, but those clothes we want to keep for if we're working in the yard and for those specific activities, versus now throwing that on and running out to the store. And you bring up a good point, too. Here are a lot of single seniors, and you just never know where you might meet somebody. And it could, usually it's in some place where we least expect it. Or, as you mentioned, too, oh my gosh, you run into somebody who you've not seen now for 10 years or 20 years, or, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I wore something else. So it's always best to, that we are dressing so that we look nice, because we feel better about ourselves.
I love that idea of you get energy from your clothes. That's fabulous. And I'm sure, Dawn, we're looking over our shoulder, you'd be saying, don't you dare wear that sweatshirt. It's not your color. I don't care if it is just a sweatshirt. Get it out of your closet.
That's true. That's true. And mainly for the reason of which we're speaking about. That's why I got hooked into this when my best friend wanted me to go learn colors and styles. And, you know, I looked at her and said, I don't need that. What in the world do I need that for? And she dragged me to go learn this, and it was like, wow, you did, your whole body. I mean, if I pull something out of your closet, Mike, and you say to me, well, you know, this is okay, I like this, I get compliments in it. And then I pull something out, and you go, oh my gosh, I love that shirt. That's like my favorite shirt. Big difference in I love, and your whole body lights up, versus, well, that's okay, because okay hangs in our closet. Okay doesn't get worn. Okay ends up being a waste of money. So those things, we want to get those okay things out of there. So now you'll never be in this position where you're running to the store, you're running an errand, and you've thrown on something that's only okay, and then you don't feel too good in it, and then you are in a situation where someone sees you and you wish they didn't see you. So you want, what happens is now everything in your closet, even if it's extremely casual, it doesn't matter, everything in your closet, when you put it on, you look good and you feel good in it. And those energies are very powerful. But it's kind of interesting. You can actually go through your closet and go very quickly, touch that article of clothing and go, oh, I love this one. If you hesitate on something, even if it's for a second, even if it's that quick, that is a no. It's not something you love. It's only okay. And something's not working for you. It could be the color. It could be the style. It could be the texture of it, or it could be the pattern. It's missing in one of those areas, and that's why it's only okay. Get it out of there.
And the ones that you feel great in are the ones that probably have the perfect color and the perfect material and perfect cut. And
yes. Yes. The ones that you love and get excited about, I guarantee you it's your color, complements your body frame, and it's your personality, meaning you like the texture of it and you like the pattern. Or maybe there is no pattern, and that's what you like about it as well, too.
So you can throw away the Prozac and just make sure that even your sweatshirts and T-shirts are your color.
Absolutely.
You're going to hurt the pharmaceutical business, Dawn. I don't know.
Good.
Sell the Merck stock. Dawn's around. We've been talking with color and image consultant Dawn Waldrop. That's spelled W-A-L-D-R-O-P. She's based in Cleveland, travels around the country, speaking, consulting, coaching people and businesses. Her book is Best Impressions. It's an easy read. And the website is best-impressions.com. I personally had Dawn work with me and go through my wardrobe. And Dawn, as you know, I think you do just fabulous work. And frankly, I had another image consultant work with me, and she did some very good things, but some of the clothes I had, you said, color's okay, but it's not your good color. And I said, Dawn, and looking at it and what you recommended, and I had other people look at it, and you were right on.
Well, I'm glad I could help you. That's why I love doing what I do, because it changes your life. And it makes life simple. It makes it easy. You know, men, you love it because it makes it easy to coordinate your clothes. Women love it because it makes getting dressed easy, and now they're not wasting money on all these things that they weren't wearing anyway.
Yeah, a little planning, or, well, a fair amount of planning. It takes some work and some time, but it ends up saving you a lot of money and just giving you so much more energy and confidence. It's amazing.
Yep, because you know every time you go out that door, you look and feel your best, and that is a wonderful feeling.
I keep picturing that Fernando character saying, you look marvelous, darling.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Dawn, thank you so much. It's always a delight to talk with you and appreciate you sharing your ideas, and hope people check out best-impressions.com and all the good things that you do.
Well, it's been great fun, and I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Commentary. With my anti-aging ABCs, I posit that how you think affects how you feel. How you feel affects how you look. It affects your posture, your demeanor, your energy, and your facial expressions. And when you look better, people respond to you more positively, prompting you to feel even better. The same is true for your wardrobe and appearance. When you wear clothes that fit well and are harmonious colors and fabrics, you feel better. You feel more energetic. And people respond to you more positively, both because of you're feeling better and because of their response to your visual harmony. You could protest that all this is just superficial, but just as men are genetically programmed to respond to women's figures, we all are genetically programmed to be attracted to beauty and harmony and to be turned off by disharmony. Certainly you can go overboard with clothes or cosmetics. John Edwards didn't really need to pay $400 for a haircut. But you can go overboard with anything. Dawn's message is that with good planning, the right wardrobe for you can cost less, as everything in your closet is functional and everything goes together. Choosing the right color costs the same as choosing the wrong color. The wasted money comes from a closet full of clothes you rarely wear. Of course, the wasted money also comes from the fashion industry's planned obsolescence and incessant changes in materials and lapels and lengths and styles. For some, being fashionable is a job requirement. Those on tight budgets can favor choosing clothes that are slower to go out of style, as opposed to those members-only jackets and Nehru jackets. The bottom line is the time spent planning pays off in having a closet that works, not wasting money, and looking and feeling your best. In a nutshell, the process is, first, to know what coloring and materials work for you. Some people intuitively know this, some people can catch on with a little study and help from friends, and some of us are clueless. For those of us who are clueless, a color consultant like Dawn can be immensely valuable. The second step is to study your activities and what kind of clothes you need for those activities. And the third step is finding stores that meet your needs. Dawn suggested that internet stores often offer a better selection than what individual stores can stock. Baby steps. I always try to leave you with some simple steps that you can take to further our goal of living longer and healthier and happier. Actually, today I have three baby steps that go with the three steps that I just referred to. Namely, if you know what your colors are, great. If not, find out. Secondly, keep a log for a few weeks of where you go, what you wore, and what you wish you had worn. And third, do some research on who carries the clothes that work best for you, and including checking out some online sources for these products. You're listening to Ageless Lifestyles on webtalkradio.net and permanently archived on agelesslifestyles.com. For further information on my books, Defy Aging and 52 Baby Steps to Grow Young, my anti-age hypnosis CDs, personal coaching, and my keynote and seminar services, just go to notaging.com, that's notaging.com, or drbricky.com, that's drbricky.com. I'd love to hear your comments and suggestions. Send them to radio@agelesslifestyles.com. This is your anti-aging psychologist, Dr. Michael Bricky, thanking you for joining us on our quest to live longer, healthier, and happier.